Hello, everybody. It's Fred McKinnon with the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. Buckle up. We got a great show for you. Here's some Ken Mullis. Praise the name of Jesus.
Let's praise the name of Jesus. Glorify His name. His name. Let's praise the name of Jesus and glorify His name. His name. Let's be a doer of the word. The same, no, we don't. Let's lift up our hands and magnify His name. And you don't have to be ashamed. Well, He's opened up His arms, and we don't have to be ashamed. He's the Word made flesh, and I'm so, so glad He came. Yes, I am. Woo! Things that He's done. He's the King of Kings, the begotten Son. I know that your love Him can't keep it inside. So lift up your voice, cause you know the King's alive. He's alive, yeah. Let's praise the name of Jesus, glorify His name.
His name.
His name.
His name.
Let's praise the name of Jesus, glorify.
How you like that? Was that hot or what? It's Ken Mullis. Praise the name of Jesus. We're going to talk more about that here in just a minute. But before we go on any further, I want to welcome you here to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. Again, my name is Fred McKinnon. We're coming from the production studio at Highest Praise Productions on St. Simons Island, Georgia. And if you're listening and you're on the internet, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Keep listening. Go to highestpraise.com/podcast. And click on the comments link at the bottom of this podcast and let us know who you are, where you're listening from, and how you like the show so far. Or you can wait till the podcast is over and leave us a comment. But it's important. We want to hear from you. We want to know that you're listening. And to make things fun, we're going to start giving away some free product. That's right. Come and leave a comment. Leave us your name and leave us where you're from. You don't have to put all your personal information on there. As long as you've got an email address, we'll contact you if you're the winner. Ship you a free CD. We're going to have one drawing per month right now, maybe more. And if you leave a comment, you're going to go in the basket, and we're going to make a drawing, and we're going to send out some free product because we want to hear from you. Several comments on our last podcast. We got a listener from Miami. Got a listener from out in Portland, Oregon. Brandon, thanks for writing in, man. I hope you find a great church out there. Brandon asked, Among other things, he said he'd love it if we could podcast our entire worship service and sermons too. Great idea. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, you've got some problems there with podcasting an entire church service with the music that would be going on. You've got copyright restrictions with the music that's recorded and broadcast. And that opens a whole can of worms. And I'm going to be talking about that in a future podcast real soon, because we've got some real interesting things developing here with the Highest Praise Worship Podcast in regards to copyrights and some things that we may be able to announce real soon that will get you really excited. But Brandon, thanks for writing in. Also heard from a listener in Singapore. That's awesome hearing from you in Singapore. God bless you and spread the good news of Jesus Christ there. You might remember last week on our podcast, we featured a beautiful instrumental work by David Nevu, The Vigil. It's the film version of The Vigil. And David wrote in and asked us to remind everyone that that adaptation, the orchestration, was done by a great friend of his named Jace Vec. JaceVec.com. That's JaceVec.com. And David wanted to make sure that Jace got the credit for the orchestration. And man, it was beautiful. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen to last week's episode with David Nevu, The Vigil film adaptation version. Absolutely beautiful. Good buddy of mine up in Atlanta, Brian Daniel, wrote in, you got to visit our site, highestpraise.com/podcast, just to read his comments, likening waiting on this podcast like getting to the bottom of the cereal box for a prize. Brian, I'm with you all day long, man. My parents finally bought some of these Tupperware cereal holders at Walmart or Winn-Dixie or wherever, and we used to dump the cereal out of the cardboard box into those Tupperware things and get our prize early. Now there's never a prize in the bottom of cereal anymore, just some old coupon or something. That's no good. All right, enough of that. We want to hear from you. Highestpraise.com/podcast. Tell us who you are, where you're listening from. You know, if you leave a comment, we'll be able to see your email address so that we can contact you. That's not broadcast for everybody else, so you don't have to worry about getting spam. And if your name is drawn out of the hat at the end of the month, we will contact you, make sure we got the right mailing address, and you'll win a free CD. You get to pick whatever CD in our catalog that you want, and we'll look forward to sending that to you. Last week, you heard just a small clip of a really cool instrumental piece called Flying by a percussionist woodwind player named Carlos Torres. Carlos is a great brother. He's in Huntsville, Alabama at the Rock Family Worship Center. And he's not only an incredible percussionist, but he plays woodwinds, flutes, whistles, all sorts of woodwind instruments. And he's got a CD called Listen. And he's one of our artists featured on our site, instrumentalworship.com. If you like good instrumental music, you want to check that out, instrumentalworship.com. You can buy his CD, Listen, right there on the site. Or you can pick up any of the other instrumentalworship.com artists there, as well as some of the artists here today at highestpraise.com. So log in to the website, see the links, and enjoy the full-length Listen by Carlos Torres. feel like you're on the set of Survivor listening to that, huh? That's an awesome tune. It really just lifts me up. I didn't realize it was called Flying, and I put it in my car, and I got the track, too, and it's like my chest bowed up and filled up. I felt this majestic, regal feel, and just like I was just sort of soaring, and it's an awesome thing what music can accomplish through the woodwind, through the percussion. I want to close out today with a hot song called You Are Faithful from a great friend and a great songwriter, great worship leader, great photographer, great dad, just a great guy named Jason Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. You can check out his website at jasonwallace.com. That's WALLIS.com, jasonwallace.com. Song You Are Faithful. You can get the free lead sheet and overhead master's chord charts off our site at highestpraise.com. Check it out, You Are Faithful with Jason Wallace. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to visit the site at highestpraise.com/podcast. Leave us some comments if you want to support us financially to help underwrite the cost of our bandwidth and what we're doing here in the studio. We'd really be blessed by that, so go for it. And look forward to hearing from you. God bless. See you soon.
When I lose my faith and slip away, you're there beside me every step of the way, calling me to return. I will learn that you're not like men, that you would lie, nor you're full of faith. You proved it when you died. You are faithful, you remain, you'll never leave, you'll always stay. Neither the high, high places nor the deep blue sea will ever separate from me, 'cause you, oh Lord, are faithful. When I lose my faith and slip away, you're there beside me every step of the way, calling me to return. Except